Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blatt. Parashat Truma, Offering, Week 19, 5th Aliyah. You shall put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the Most Holy. Exodus 26, verse 34. Where is the Eternal's throne? The purpose of all the temples created by the Eternal is that he can dwell and govern in the most sacred place. Men were created to be a temple, so within each one of us there is a most sacred place. It is the most intimate place of our being, many times called heart in the scriptures. The tabernacle has three divisions: the court, the sacred place, and the most sacred place. The court corresponds to the human body, the sacred place to the soul, and the most sacred place to the spirit. The place where the Eternal wants to dwell is inside our spirit. There is a very close relationship between heart and spirit, Ezekiel 11:19 and 36, verse 26. The Eternal's throne is represented in the tabernacle by the cover of the ark called mercy seat. Moshe was commanded to put the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony in the most sacred room. This shows us that each one of us that has the responsibility of placing the throne of the Eternal in our hearts must do so. Only one can be in the throne of your heart. The greatest sin is to seat oneself on that throne, because he would be sitting on a place to which only the Eternal is entitled to sit, making himself God. This was the first sin of man, in example, to take the place of the Almighty in their hearts. They started ruling over their lives instead of the Eternal. The deepest and most important repentance is when a man gets off the throne of his heart and allows the Eternal to sit there in his place. In this way, he stops ruling over his own life and allows the Eternal to govern his life from within him. The Eternal manifests within the spirit of all those who allow him to sit on the throne of their hearts. The throne was placed upon the ark of the testimony. The ark symbolizes the heart of man. The ark was created to contain the stone tablets with the 10 words. These 2 stones summarize the whole Torah. The Torah in our hearts is the foundation for the kingdom of the Eternal in our lives. The stone tablets are also called testimony. This talks about the testimony of the presence of the Eternal Spirit within each heart of those who have humbled themselves before him. The one who has the testimony in him knows that she is his son or daughter. If you haven't given up the throne of your heart, do it now. Invite the Eternal to take his place in the throne of your heart. Let him be the king inside of you, and you will fulfill the reason you were created as a temple. Shalom.